AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. officials tell the Associated Press the White House is telling Congress it plans to send 1,500 troops to the Middle East because of tensions in Iran. The U.S. has begun enforcing its presence in the Persian Gulf region. Earlier this month, it responded to what it said was a threat from Iran by sending more forces there. Forecasters are predicting record flooding in western Arkansas and communities along the Arkansas River. Huge amounts of water are headed downstream from Oklahoma and Kansas. In Oklahoma, the mayor of Tulsa, G.T. Bynum, says they are watching for flooding.
We had our first responders out in the field throughout the Arkansas River corridor. In Tulsa, though, we had minimal evacuations overnight, which is good news.
In Arkansas, the Arkansas River is at 32 feet or just above major flood stage. The Weather Service says near catastrophic flooding happens at 37 feet. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy blocked a long-overdue $19 billion disaster aid bill, extending a tempest over hurricane and flood relief that has left the measure meandering for months.
It's a bill that includes nothing to address the clear national emergency and humanitarian crisis we face at our southern border.
Democrats say the House will try to again pass the measure next week. The governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, has signed a bill that bans abortions on or beyond the 8 weeks of pregnancy, without exceptions for cases of rape or incest, making Missouri among the most restrictive states for abortion policies in the nation. Investigators say they've arrested a 19-year-old man who they say drove away after his pickup truck struck and killed an 8-year-old girl at a school bus stop in Florida. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says prosecutors have brought sexual abuse charges against five Catholic priests as part of the office's investigation into clergy abuse. This is AP Radio News. North Korea is taking a stand about future U.S. nuclear talks.
An unnamed foreign ministry spokesman says nuclear negotiations with Washington will never resume unless the Trump administration moves away from what Pyongyang describes as unilateral demands for disarmament. It follows two separate North Korean launches of short-range missiles earlier this month that were apparently aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul, South Korea. The North spokesman also accused the U.S. of deliberately causing the collapse of the earlier Trump-Kim meeting with its stance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
SpaceX did it again. It successfully launched 60 communication satellites into orbit, aiming to provide high-speed internet connections to customers. A Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral, carrying more than 18 tons of materials into space. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.